You're listening to SBS News.
Supporters of cricket legend Imran Khan have been dancing in the streets of Islamabad, with projected election results showing he is expected to become Pakistan's next Prime Minister. Projections from four local television networks suggested Mr. Khan's party, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, would win between 107 and 120 seats out of 272. One supporter of Mr. Khan, Muhammad Tayyab, has thanked the nation.
Today is the most awesome day in Pakistani history. Like Imran Khan, inshallah, is going to be a next Prime Minister of Pakistan, and we are really hopeful. And thanks to Pakistani nation for electing Imran Khan.
But ousted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League has rejected the projected results, calling them rigged. Mr. Sharif's brother, Shahbaz Sharif, is the party's new leader and says it will not accept the result.
We reject this result totally. We totally rebuff it. We do not accept this result. By God, I am a very peace-loving person. I am a person who wants to move ahead. If I am saying this, then you can understand what blatant rigging has taken place at the polling station.
The election would provide only the second civilian transfer of power in Pakistan's 71-year history. But the campaign has been subject to a number of allegations, particularly that the military has been trying to tilt the election in favour of Mr. Khan. It has been suggested the military turned away from Nawaz Sharif, jailed for corruption last month. Mr. Khan has denied he is getting help from the military, and the army has dismissed all allegations of meddling. The Secretary of Pakistan's Election Commission, Baba Yaqub Fateh Muhammad, says there is nothing to worry about.
I immediately came here to respond to you people on this crucial issue, so that no controversy arises without any reason, without any factual basis. There will be further progress on this issue.
The voting was marred by violence, with more than 30 people killed in a suicide blast near a polling centre in the country's southwest. There were long queues outside polling stations with voters eager to exercise their democratic right. Officials waited for the last voters to finish before starting the counting process. Some, like Sheikh Mohammed Jahangir, were voting for the first time.
I'm here to cast my vote for the betterment and progression of Pakistan. I came down here to cast my vote for the first time. I've never cast a vote ever before. I want this country to move forward and progress.
Others, like Sawat Salman, say they just want to see progress.
Obviously, I hope for a better Pakistan. For all the problems that as a nation we face, I want them to get solved.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.